This is Community Close Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. Our guest for today's program is Dawn Teal. And Dawn is with us to talk about a celebration that's coming up this Saturday on the square area of Burnsville. It's the March for Jesus celebration. There's been many marches. What number is this?
This is the 14th year of March for Jesus. The Word of God says that, behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. And our day of March for Jesus is set at the time of Pentecost for the church to come together in one accord, for us to lay aside our differences for one purpose, and that is to lift up His name, to come outside of the church walls where sometimes some people will not come into the church, so they don't know the joy of knowing Jesus. So on this day, not only for how God has called us to stand together, that He might pour out a blessing. He says when we lift Him up, He draws all men unto Him. But a time so those people that are outside the church can see what a joyous people we are. At a time in life when so many people don't have hope, if you don't know that there is a God and that you are created for a purpose, it is a hard thing to have hope in the day and times we live in.
Dawn, tell us about a film presentation you recently viewed.
This man went around the world where he had heard of cities where God had moved powerfully. And as he documented things, cities were so transformed. The one that I liked the best was the story in Cali, Colombia. Many know how overrun it was by drugs. The drug lords controlled everything. There was up to 15 murders a day. The streets were not safe to walk in. And one pastor was called there to call together other pastors to recognize that the problem was too great, that there was no way that any one person or one church could turn around their city that was so overrun by destruction. That one pastor was sent there to call the other pastors together. They rented the stadium and they called for a night of prayer. They never imagined they would get such a response, but because the people recognized how desperate things were for their city, 60,000 people came out for that prayer meeting. And that was the beginning of a transformation of their city. And the work, though they came for the prayer, it was the hand of God that brought down every one of those drug lords and turned that city around. And I think we need to take a look at things in our city. As much as we love God, sometimes we don't recognize the things that are not set in order. I believe the Word of God is true, where it says it is God who gives us power to get wealth. He's the one who gives us ideas and creativity and is able to pour out a blessing on us that cannot be contained. And I think if the people of Burnsville and surrounding areas would take a look, I work with the youth center in town, and I see so many lives destroyed. I see young people who the destiny that they were created for is so great, but they settle for less, and they settle for things that just little by little rob them of their life. If they get into drugs, it robs their mind, it robs their strength, it robs relationships. And I believe that when we cry out to God and God sends His Spirit, pours out His Spirit upon a city and the hearts of the people turn to God, recognizing we as the church cannot keep standing separately, we must recognize there is one God. We are one people, and we can do this one thing, one day out of the year, as the time of Pentecost. Let's stand together on our town square. Let's cry out to God and say, God, You alone can bring the change that our city needs. And I really hope that this interview helps people to catch a greater picture. Whether you are a committed church person or not, come out. Come out with us and cry out to God, because it is more than just March for Jesus this year, and it'll be a joyous time. We have the community hymn sing. We have a time for the children come and stand before and sing, and that's just a great time to see the kids sing out. There's activities for children, but there's the free picnic, so anybody can come and eat. It's a good time to fellowship. I just think that there is great power in the church recognizing the need to come together. I would love to see many people respond this year and come on out.
All this activity will start at 10:30, and you're invited to attend. We thank you very much for being with us, Dawn.
Oh, and thank you so much for this opportunity.
For Community Close-Up, I'm Steve Murphy.